Blog Talk Radio.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know,
look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your wholesale boogie. I got my cellmates, Juwel to G, and the infamous T-Ro. What's the deal, world? Man, we had a lot going on over the weekend. Before we get started, as always, I gotta say what's up to my man, my main man, Jackie Man. T-Ro, how was your weekend, sir?
Oh, big brother, you know what it is, man. Another beautiful weekend. Got this nice weather. For those that don't know, we're in the city of palm trees and nice sunshine, you know what I mean? 80 degrees. Woo, can't beat it. Plus a lot of good sports. I'm just mad, damn it. My team lost with 12 seconds left on the clock, my bad. And, you know, man, it's just a roller coaster ride being a member, you know, being a fan of the team that I love the most. You know what I'm saying? But we'll get to that later, but. You know, man, it is what it is, man. Beautiful weekend, though. It was all good. How was your weekend, big brother?
Frenzy. Reason why I say frenzy is because I'm watching the World Series. You know, I love baseball. If the world don't know, I love baseball, even though I played a lot of college and beyond basketball. But that baseball, I can sit there and watch a nine-inning game. I watched the World Series over the weekend and how games ended was very precarious. How can you have a game end with interference and another game four end in a pickoff with two out? It has never happened. A game ending in a pickoff at first base. Row is tied 2-2. Now it goes best 2 out of 3, one more in the loop. The next two, if necessary, you know, we got one more in Boston. You still got your, you still going with the Be Strong crew, huh?
Yeah, man, of course. They got cheated. You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be a 3-1 series, L Boogie. Like you mentioned, we've never seen this ever happen before, ever, in the World Series. You know what I'm saying? Baseball, let alone the World Series. And, you know, I'm like you, man. I'm a big fan of baseball around this time. You know what I mean? When the playoffs come and the World Series come in baseball, this is when you like baseball, man. Because not only do you have it at the hype of its time, but you have all the rest of the sports going on, too. So it fits right in. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm still in a loss for words after game 3. I just can't understand how the umpire makes this call during the most important game of the series.
You don't think it was the right call, though?
I'm not at that right now. What I'm getting at is on the umpire. Why would you make that call? You didn't know that for sure. Okay, we know that the ball was hit to the midfield, right past the pitcher. Boston had the infield pulled in. Pedroia makes the play, throws it to home plate, get the second out. The catcher decides to throw it to third because the St. Louis Cardinal runner on second decided to take off to third. So the ball was mishandled by the third baseman because of a bad throw by the catcher. And so the ball is loose. It's wild. It's anywhere. It's anybody's ball right now. So St. Louis runner gets up, takes off from third, trips. Well, you know, he's getting up, and he trips over the Boston Red Sox third baseman. Now, the third baseman was laying stomach down, face down. And so the St. Louis runner got up, tried to jump over his back, tripped, tried it again, was called out at home, and the umpire decides to call runner interference. What? What? That was the bottom of the ninth inning. That run, because of what the umpire decided to call, decided the game. You cannot let the umpire decide the game, L Boogie. You got to let the players play. Man, it's the World Series. The World Series. Come on, man. Was the call right? Man, this is the World Series, L Boogie. You can't make that call. You got to let these boys play, man.
You got to make that call, Ro. You have to. We're not playing in – listen, we're not playing pickup softball, man. We're in the World Series. You have to make that call. Just like in the NBA, if a referee makes a call with 0.3 left, he's not thinking of the time. He's thinking of just the play. And that's kind of good that the umpire didn't get caught up in the game and made the correct call. That's just, I have to go with the umpire on that one, Ro. Did he put his feet up on purpose, though? I'm going to ask you that.
No. He was Man, look. First of all, I'm not going to say that he put up his feet on purpose. I don't know. But I'm just saying, he was on the ground. How else can you get up? How else can you get up? Okay? Second of all, the runner from St. Louis, he was injured all season. He wasn't – man, look. Dog, look, man, that was some BS, man. That was some – man, look. I mean – so what you're trying to tell me is the third baseman can't get up to go try to play the ball. He can't get up to go get the ball. The ball was – it's like a loose ball, L Boogie. Okay, in NBA, 10 seconds left on the clock. The ball is out there rolling around. This is to go to the, this is to win the NBA Finals. LeBron going down to get the rolling ball, and Kevin Durant is going down to get the loose ball. They gonna call a foul?
Yes, they're gonna call a foul. If there's a foul.
Oh my goodness, man. It was a loose ball. The third baseman had an opportunity to get up to go get the ball.
I understand what you're saying, but the rule is the rule. You cannot break it. He's just so happened, ironically, he's laying in the base path. He has to give the opportunity to that runner to get over him first, then get up, I guess. That's the rule.
No, hold on. Now you say you guessing. Yeah, he didn't have to give him room to get up. He let, man, the dude was on his back. Come on, L Boogie. It ain't no way the umpire was supposed to make that call, man. It's no way. So third base just gonna lay there and just, okay, I'm just gonna lay here and just watch what happens. I ain't gonna chase the ball. I make $3.8 million a season. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna get up and chase the ball. I'm just gonna lay here and look pretty. Watch this dude jump over me. You know what I'm saying? And run down. Come on, man. Did he do it on? Did he raise his leg up? I'm just trying to figure out how the hell, like, how you supposed to get up if you. Man, damn.
That's how you supposed to get up. Damn. I got to wait for this guy to jump over me. But some type of way, you have to wait. Listen, that's just how the ball bounces sometimes. Now it's tied 2-2. St. Louis is down right now, 1-0. Fourth inning. We'll see how that ends up. But let's jump into the nitty-gritty. This NFL. And let's start off with your Dallas Cowboys. Went up into Motown, was up 2 touchdowns, and lost the game 31-30. And, oh, yeah, Dez Bryant, DB, I'm sorry, Megatron had 14 reps for 329 yards and a TD. So you had three. Two of them was for touchdowns and not over 100 yards. You were, what they would say, you were ranting on the sideline. What is your opinion about that, Ro? And what is your opinion about how you guys, once again, found a way to lose the game? You're at 500 now. How do you feel about that?
Well, it ain't nothing, because this is, I know my team. This is the way it happens. This is the way it's been happening for the last, you know, at least 3-4 years in a row, man. I guess just, you know, we win one. We don't like to be two games above 500, you know what I'm saying? We like to linger and just stay even and then one game and, you know, play the rest like that. But, you know, I'm not upset at all. What I would say is that, you know, yeah, Dez Bryant owed the Cowboys secondary some Rolexes or something, because, yeah, them defensive backs got their asses toasted. I told you on Friday, butter or parquet. I didn't think he would go put up 329 yards, but that just goes to show you how dumb our defense is. Not our defensive players, just our defensive coordinators. Just last week, you are in the film room and you see every other team on film doubling, triple teaming, quadrupling Megatron. Now, granted, Megatron can jump over everybody to catch the ball, catch a couple of slants and just break stride and do his thing. You know what I mean? But the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator decide to put him in single coverage. On the goal line in the red zone, single coverage? Man, L Boogie, dude, don't you know, Nate Burleson ain't going to be playing for another 6 to 8 weeks, and this guy broke his arm trying to drive home from a Monday night football game hanging with his boys. So there's only one guy to throw the ball to. No, I don't think anybody else caught the ball yesterday. for the Detroit Lions up for Reggie Bush. I don't know anybody else. I take that back, except for the white boy that caught the sideline pass. It looked like Eli Manning in the Super Bowl against New England. Yeah, what? No, not for either. The white boy that caught the sideline pass when he caught the 40-yard pass when Strapper hit him on the left side and, you know, got him down the field before he hit Megatron and got down at the one.
Oh, yeah, his college roommate, Chapman.
Yeah, the white boy, the whoever. Yeah, see, we don't even know this dude. But he hit him for 40 yards and it killed him. You know what I'm saying? But it was just it's just like you said. Dez Bryant should apologize to the defensive backs of the Dallas Cowboys because, man, hey, Matthew Stafford knew exactly what he was doing. And I ain't mad because Matthew Stafford is a Texas know. You know, he's from down the street. You know what I'm saying? Even where I live, he's from my neighborhood, right down the street. Him and old Bush. You know, them are two homies. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kick it and have some Bud Lights and Budweiser's when you kick it in Highland Park. You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, down there deep in the Texas parts. All right? Next. Yeah. But I ain't mad. I am not mad. I knew it was going to happen. I just thought maybe we would win. But, man, our defensive coordinator is a hoe. 488 to Matthew Stafford? Come on. Kiffin. Man, you next. We should have kept Rob Ryan. What's your thought?
Three words. Jerry Jones whacked. He needs to get a general manager so he can get some better ball players to go into a system. There's no way you should lose 14 points with the type of caliber guys that you have. And last but not least, with the injuries of DeMarco Murray, that hurt because with a minute and something left to go in the game, you had a chance to run the football. You could not run. You relied on Romo to throw for a first down because he's getting paid $100 million. He should have got the first down.
Hold on, Ro.
Let me finish.
DeMarco Murray wasn't going to get no first down. He sucked. It was a holding penalty. Where the clock could have to stop and we couldn't keep it rolling. It was a holding penalty.
I understand that, but you'll have a less chance of getting a holding penalty on a pass play than a run play. You know what I mean? So,
man, DeMarco Murray ain't nothing. He's a bag of bones. That boy ain't played 8 games since he's been in the league.
Speaking of that, last but not least, I mean, excuse me, let's move on to the next game. What happened to RG3 the third? He got knocked out the game. He said that it was just a stinger. He'll be ready to go next week. But they lost very badly, 45-21. Bro, let me ask you your opinion on this. The NFC, it looks like it's wide open, especially the NFC East. Do you think that they'll do another thing, do it like they did last year with the late season surge? I mean, there are 8 games in the season. What do you see from the Redskins? Can they turn it on?
Not this season, L Boogie. They got, you know, it's all about their defense. The offense can't put up enough, can't score 35, 45 points a night. They doing a good damn job of trying. But, you know, L Boogie, you play quarterback, dog. I play quarterback, dog. We didn't play it at the level that RG3 is playing on, but a hit is a hit. And when them big boys hitting you like they were hitting RG3 yesterday, guess what? Yeah, you going to take a single one or twice, too. You don't have to. Hey, I done took some. I ain't gonna lie. Had me cry. Had me tear up once, twice. Took a hit so damn hard for one of them country white boys. You know what I mean? You know? It hit you hard, man, when you don't be expecting it. You know what I mean? But, nah, man, I don't see them making that move like they did last year. You know, RG3 just got to get his mojo back. He had a lot of mojo last year. You know, and they were able to turn it around late. But I don't think that's going to happen this year. Their defense is not as strong. But I'm not going to say that they didn't look good yesterday because they were in the game. They were in the game. It's just that a pick six, and then, you know, Peyton Manning, you know, it just happened. You know, and they were playing in Denver, so, yeah. You know, he wasn't able to finish the game, but, you know, at least he'll be able to come back. But it was a scare. But you know how it goes, though. But you get hit for one of them boys, you know, you get hit up top, nigga, it hurt your bottom part.
Shiver me timber. You might fall just like a tree, like somebody sucker punched you. Like we always say about the NFL, this is the only sport where you can assault someone legally. You can assault someone legally. Are you kidding me? And speaking of assaulting someone, the Kansas City Chiefs, they stay unbeaten, beating the Cleveland Browns 23-17. And for my Browns fans, I know the first thing you're going to say, we have hope. We okay. There's always next year. Will you stop it? Please. The Cleveland Browns, yesterday, I looked at the game. Very interesting. Okay, one trick play deserves another. Kansas City tried the Browns play and got sacked. But as we look forward, now it's midway through the season, Kansas City Chiefs 8-0. Are they for real? They play the Broncos week 11 and week 13. Are we looking at a showdown there? Will they stay undefeated until then? I mean, are they for real?
Yeah, you better figure it out, man. They had the team. They just needed a coach to put it together. And this is the first time a first-year coach
and a quarterback,
a serviceable quarterback. Yeah, this is the first time ever a first-year coach and a first-year quarterback has gone this far undefeated. And believe me, Alex Smith knows what he's doing, man. He has 7-8 different offensive coordinators in his time while he was playing with San Francisco. And now he got something steady and comfortable. And, you know, when you get a guy who can just take care of the ball and, you know, work the field, and, man, they had the team. They had 6 all-star defensive players, all pro. Come on, man. That ain't, that's saying a lot. You know what I'm saying? So Kansas City is for real. You know what I mean? And, yes, they will hold undefeated until they face Denver. I think they'll lose the first one, and I don't know about the second one just yet, but I think Denver has lost one and know what it takes to be ready for a big-time game again. And I think that Denver will be ready for Kansas City. And they'll take one after, you know, in week 11. But, yeah, they'll hold strong up until then. Ain't nobody stopping them. And, you know, they have worked their way around the injuries. You know, Dwayne Bowe is questionable every week, but he makes his way on the field, you know. And so these guys are for real. As long as they can keep Jamal Charles upright, you know, I think they got a good shot of maintaining a nice little record. But as far as Cleveland, L. Boogie, I have to disagree with you, man. There is something to look forward to. Jason Campbell had a good game. They just came up short yesterday. I mean, they probably would have beat any other team other than Kansas City, because Kansas City is hot right now, you know what I mean? But they played good. They didn't get blown out. They lost by 6 with another new quarterback. So I think they'll be all right next week.
The 20th quarterback since 1999, the resurgence of the franchise. The 20th new quarterback. Are you kidding me? 20th.
Yeah, they need a new recipe.
Man, without that, but before we go to break and get into the asylum, I'll just run down, you know, scoreboard or whatnot, so that when the people in the asylum call in, you could just give us your take on what you think was the most, you know, intriguing games to you. You know, we had, you know, Green Bay going into, you know, Minnesota, beating up on them. We took care of business, 44-31. Cincinnati, whoever had Marvin Jones just picked him out the blue and put him on a fantasy team. Woo! Poor Geno. He ran up against some dogs, 49-9. They took him in the back of the shed. The Cardinals, they melted Matty Ice. Melting Matty Ice. He threw three picks. Atlanta lost again, 27-13. The Giants, they won their second straight, beating Philly. Philly, your quarterback situation is NBG. Nothing but garbage. Miami, oh man, Miami. I thought you was gonna steal one. They lost to the Patriots. Tom Brady with a swollen hand. 17 unanswered. 27-17. San Francisco, man, they keep it rolling. Even in London, you know, Jacksonville. I thought maybe some foreign air might give them some type of inspiration. They lost 42-10. Drew Brees looking great as ever. 5 touchdowns against Buffalo, 35-17. Terrell Pryor breaks the Oakland Raiders' yard from scrimmage, was once held by the great Bo Jackson. 93 yards on the first play of scrimmage on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he hold on for the win, 21-18 at home. Wow. Great, great NFL weekend. Yo, Ro.
Yo.
When we come back from the commercial break, man, we're going to holler about some more of this NFL, get some people in the asylum, see if they want to get in and talk about their most intriguing game. And then, you know, also we'll talk about the NCAA. And last but not least, you know we got the NBA preview before tomorrow. Tip off tomorrow. Cavs fans, Lakers fans, Suns fans, NBA fans, call in the asylum. Get at us. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. When we come back from the break, we're going to holler about that. To the asylum. What do you think? After halfway through the season, what you got?
100 mil. David Copperfield.
Let's go.
David Copperfield.
Maybach music.
David Copperfield. Poof. There go the car. Poof. There go the crib. Poof. 100 mil. David Copperfield. David Copperfield.
Maybach music.
David Copperfield.
Cause you not that hoe. Cause you blame that bitch. Cause you wanna roll with a real nigga like me that's gonna slay that dick like cold to a fiend. Fuck low on the lean. Stay long on the perk. Now on the beam. Spill money over these hoes. Got why I sell my clothes. And blood drip on my sneakers. Nigga, you hatin' on me, she chose. Night fuck your girl, she roll. My thick shit, she drove. Did everything that she posed. I pulled my camera out, she posed. And I was like, God damn, drop that, pop that. Got the top back on the drop back. I'm back in the Glock head with a crack that. I'm strapped on the rock head with a watch that. Stop that, cause you crap that. Not that, I'm laxin' to my back. Down sack, I'm catching on contact. Got racks, y'all niggas ain't bout that. Bout that life.
There go the car, poof. There go the crib, poof. 100 mil,
woo.
David Copperfield. David Copperfield.
Maybach music.
David Copperfield,
poof.
There go the car,
poof.
There go the crib,
poof.
100 mil,
woo.
David Copperfield. David Copperfield.
Maybach music.
David Copperfield.
Poof. Nigga, fuck your life. Fuck your niggas and fuck your wife. Got two bad bitches with a nigga in, know they gon' fuck all night. And I rock hard white. Nigga risk ain't pride. I pull up on horse and I'm sitting on fours and a big boy drive. Call big boy shot. All clear songs in my big boy watch. All year long got the strip on lock. Every time we in this bitch, man, shit gon' pop. My hip on glide. Your hip on noise. My niggas got racks. Y'all niggas be frying. Red Carter, yeah. Red bone bitch. Red bottoms on her. Hair long as shit. Hold up. Yellow gold rope. Yellow bone hoes. And yellow bottles of spade, nigga. Whole click to May, nigga. Poof.
There go the car. Poof. There go the crib. Poof. 100 mil.
Woo.
David Copperfield. David Copperfield. David Copperfield.
Poof.
There go the car.
Poof.
There go the crib.
Poof.
100 mil.
Woo.
David Copperfield.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's Mad Monday. As you see, it sounds like Ro is very upset at the World Series. For the first time, Ro is upset. He said, what is my man is supposed to do later and let him just run over me? It's frenzy.
That was the worst call ever made in sports. I just don't get it. It's the World Series.
Man, coming to you live and direct. Our camp is based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but, you know, we get out on the road, trust and believe. And before we continue, just a sidebar, Bernard Hopkins, oh, my. Man, he's still fighting. I forgot. At the age of 48, he beat Tyrone Marat for the unanimous decision to retain his share of the light heavyweight championship. Big up Bernard Hopkins out of Philly, man.
B-Hop. That boy's definitely from the street.
That's why we had to give him a shout-out. The executioner, baby.
Throw your X's up.
B-Hop. Oh, my. Man, shout-out to my man, Strick, man. Strictly Business. I can't wait till you open up your restaurant, man. Big up to Strick, man. East High Bomber, alumni. Big up to you, Strick, my man.
Yeah, big shout-out to Uncle Don, too, man, checking us out, man. You know, he like to listen to us. He just like Unc from the town, you know what I'm saying? Just like to listen to us get down with the get down. You know what I mean? He might have went in the house and put it on the web. Uncle Don, I see you. I'll be out there Saturday. Shoot me a couple of joppers.
Uncle Joe, I see you, baby. I know you up in the clouds with us. You already know.
Nah. Say what?
So Ro, before we get, you know, continue into the asylum, before we talk about this NCAA showdown, then get to the NBA preview, what intrigued you most besides, you know, the real game, you know, the tough games that they talked about, the Dallas and Detroit game, you know, but who's in trouble and who's looking like they're, you know, they're ready for the stretch run going into the second half of the season?
I'm not going to talk about those teams because those teams still going to be up there when week 14, 15, 16 come along. You know what I'm saying? Seattle, San Fran, Indianapolis, Denver. You know, I ain't going to talk about them. But who I am going to get on today? You know who I'm going to get on today? Woo-wee! I've got, man, Atlanta. Y'all suck. Y'all let the Cardinals and Carson Palmer. Oh, my goodness. And that boy Ellington, I ain't know who the hell Ellington was. I know that the Cardinals got a broken-up running back named Rashad Mendenhall came from Pittsburgh on the side, Rad.
B.O.B.,
like
bag
him.
Of balls.
Bag of balls. He like, man, I'm telling you, like DeMarco Murray, man. Bag of balls, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I ain't going to get on it because I do like Mendenhall. I do like Mendenhall. He run hard. But, man, Atlanta, man, y'all suck. I'm talking about it, man, Atlanta. Yeah, y'all might want to try to get, yeah, I don't know, D'Anthony Thomas, for that running back. Well, y'all need somebody exciting back there, man. I don't know what it is about Atlanta. Y'all might not win another game this season the way y'all looked yesterday out here in Phoenix. I'm telling you, y'all let Carson Palmer do y'all bad. This was the first game this season this boy didn't throw two interceptions, LB. I cannot believe it. If I had to put money, because I was going to bet on that in Vegas, too. I'm glad I didn't. I'm going to bet that Carson Palmer was going to throw two picks, and one was going to be a pick six. I was right about one. I missed out on the other one. You know what I mean? But, you know, man, Atlanta just does not look good at all. Matt Ryan keeps throwing interceptions. He threw four interceptions yesterday. For those that don't understand that, one, two, three, four. Four. Nine interceptions in the two games that he's played against the Arizona Cardinals. Is the Arizona Cardinals defense just that good? They done figured out Matt Ryan? I don't know. But anyway, for those that don't know how to do math, that was five the first game, four the second game equals nine in two games. Atlanta, y'all need, man, hey, Tony Gonzalez, I love you, brother. Go and retire, man. No, demand a trade so you can go to a good team and win the Super Bowl and get it over with. That's what you do. Because it's over.
Tony Gonzalez, I'm sorry. I really do feel sorry for you, Tony. You might as well stay in Phoenix and just vacay. Why not? You might as well vacay. And secondly, you know who, you know, I feel bad for, and it looks like it should be over. He should just hang him up. Your man's in there. Good old Michael Vick. He really hurt himself, you know, yesterday again. And I just think it's over. He pulled his hamstring. He said he heard something snap. I think it's time for Mike to just hang the cleats up. Poor Michael Vick. It's over with. And, you know, the New Orleans, still flying over under the radar. 7-1. They still keep chunking. But, yeah, I'm just very, very, very discombobulated about my man Michael Vick, man. I knew he was not going to, you know, play a whole season, but this might affect his career. Who's going to pick up Michael Vick? We all knew he was B.O.B. The new callers are calling in. He's bag of bones. We knew that he was, you know, he lost a step. He's in his 30s. And he was on the short string. And with this happening, wow, Philly looks a mess over there. So
yeah,
those are the things that really, you know, look, you know, really got at me over the weekend. And I must say, more snaps, more games. Maybe Terrell Pryor could be a solid, serviceable starting quarterback in the NFL over there with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
So, Ro, I hear the bar is shaking. We got any guy, anybody, they ready to come and, you know, holler at us so right now?
Man, you know the asylum is hot, man, you know. And I'm hoping people agree with what I've been on this evening. I hope they don't jump ship on me and start agreeing with you because, man, the World Series was a fool. I'm telling you. Good thing Boston won yesterday, and we're going to get about old boy. We ain't forgot about you, old boy, who got caught slipping on first for the last out of the World Series, first time it's ever happened, and you want to go in the locker room and cry like a little baby. Yeah, we saw you. But, no, we going to the asylum, L Boogie. It's our big brother from the C-Town, man. You know what it is. Big brother D-Mac, once again, you had a lot of predictions that were right on Friday. What's going down, baby?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? I got a lot on my mind, man. A lot on my mind. I need to get off my chest.
Well, let's get to it, because I know you're a big Geno Smith fan, and it didn't look good for Geno yesterday.
Big bro, I'm not a Geno fan. My son is a Geno fan. So
that's
I just
right. Correct.
Him.
I do
he,
apologize.
He's a Geno fan. He had a rough one yesterday, buddy. He had a rough one yesterday.
What about your Browns? Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Listen here. That dude Bess lost the game. Flat out lost the game.
I can't put it all on Bess.
Listen. We're not putting it all on Bess. I'm putting two plays on Joe Thomas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I put some plays on the defense, but I tell you who I'm not going to put it on. That's Campbell. That dude came in. He played on fourth down. He made a play. He didn't get sacked. He didn't run out of bounds. Bess should have caught the ball for the first down. The Pro Bowler Thomas, he messed the crucial play, the fumble, crucial. We had that game. Campbell played a consistent game. He only got sacked one time. The defense had six sacks. But like we said, though, man, they weren't really running the ball. All they doing was dumping it out. Reggie Bush did that to us. Y'all didn't see that on film?
Yeah.
They should have been put Cam on the game. Maybe we would have gave Green Bay better competition, but Bess lost the game. Joe Thomas lost the game, and Campbell came in and he played. And there's no way in hell we should be playing whatsoever this year. No more.
Why is that?
He's a bum. He's MVP.
Street.
Calling him out. You know? Now, let me ask you this.
I was devastated. I was hurt. I could not believe that's a game we should have won and we lost. But remember, I told you all down when the Browns went on this little weird streak and everybody was all pumped and this and that, and I ran down the schedule on the show, I said, look, these guys liable to lose their next five games. And you think we think they going to beat Baltimore Sunday? Hell no. It's over. All we can do now is hope that they go in and they compete and they play hard like they did. But they got to go to the blueprint, man. It's a lot of dudes. Like, I mean, I think Bish should have got traded. With the trade Ben Landon tomorrow, trade him. Trade Little. Go out there, get some other players, get some draft picks up. Cause man, we got some players that like L. Woody said, man, they ain't vagabonds, man. They garbage, man.
All right, let's take your frustration off Cleveland, because I could tell, boy, you're passionate about them Browns. What was your thoughts about the Cowboy-Detroit game? I know Megatron went bad on us, went for 329 yards, but he only had one touchdown out of the 329 yards. But Detroit got the win. What was your thoughts about that game?
Hey, I thought Dallas had the game. Megatron, he took it personal with what Dan said, because, I mean, I heard you say it was one-on-one coverage, but in some plays I looked up, T, and he had three people on him just jumping over him, snatching the ball out the air, man. I mean, that dude, man, he played his ass off, man. I think he took it personal with Dan said. As far as, you know, man, Dez ain't in that dude's league, maybe another 2 years, but yesterday, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not at all. Once again, man, Dallas lost the game, man. I agree with L. Boogie, man. They need a GM, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how long this coach going to last for. It seemed like Jones, all he wanted those yes men type of coaches, you know what I'm saying, that just – ain't going to say that to him. Tell him to go sit his ass down, stay your ass up there in the press box and stuff in the suites, man. But, I mean, I thought they had the game, man, but Detroit came out and they did the damn thing, man. I salute them, man. I wanted you guys to win, man. You know,
yeah.
I wanted you guys to win.
They finally got us. They got us like that last year. It was just a mirror image of what happened to us a couple of years ago when we played them in Dallas. So it looked like the same type of game. Let me ask you this. The World Series, man, me and L Boogie going back and forth on this. In game three, there was, you know, a major call that was called by the umpire that called interference of the runner. First of all, have you ever seen that happen in this game? And secondly, do you agree with me that the umpire shouldn't have made the call, or do you agree with L Boogie that the right call was made at the right time?
I hate to tell y'all, big brothers, since my Indians and my Yankees are not in the World Series, I have not been keeping up with it at all. Highlights come on, I turn the channel. I don't care too much about Boston or the Cardinals. I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
It's the streets, man. We always going to keep it real in the street.
I'm a diehard Indians fan, so that's one sport right now I can't tell y'all about, man.
Well, we're going to move on.
Let me ask you this before we get into our NBA preview. I know, you know what I'm saying, I know you're going to listen, but I want to ask you a question before we continue. The Chicago Bulls, they ended the preseason 5-0. Derrick Rose looked it, you know, how do you feel that he looked? He averaged 24 points. What do you feel about that?
I think him not coming back early, not, you know, rolling with the fans and, you know, everybody questioning him. He actually wanted to wait until he was 110%. And, you know, who knows his body better than him? And I think, you know, not coming back in the playoffs and stuff and still rehabbing and stuff did him some justice, because he's definitely looking good. He's jumping high. I mean, it don't look like he really missed a beat. It looks like he's really conditioned. And I mean, nowadays with our medical staff and the therapy and the rehabs and stuff that they got, you know, players are definitely coming back. I mean, look at AP, you know what I'm saying, when he came back. Look at Peyton Manning. So him sitting out, he's looking good, and I think they're going to be one of the top three teams that's going to push the heat to the limit and get in some competition for their three-peat run.
Speaking of the Heat, do you think they're gonna three-peat?
Hell no, I don't want them to. But, I mean, this is streets, man. I mean, they on paper, they look good. LeBron definitely is the best player in the league. They went, you know, did some little recruiting, got some new players and stuff. And, I mean, until somebody beat them guys, I definitely have to take my hat off to them. You know what I'm saying? So until somebody knocked them out in the playoffs and stuff and you know, beat them, they the champions, and, you know, it's looking real good for them too, 2-3-peat.
Moving to the West, I'm gonna leave you with two questions. One, who you think is gonna come out the West, and what do you think is gonna be the synopsis of Kobe Bryant's year? How do you think Kobe Bryant's year is gonna be, and who's coming out the West?
When Kobe come back, I feel like the Lakers staff still haven't put nobody around him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you still got Steve Nash running the point. You got Paul Gasol. I mean, you don't really have nobody. You know what I'm saying? On their team that I think is worthy to make any type of push. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think he's going to come back. You know, Kobe is a competitor. He's going to play hard. He's going to do his thing. But championship,
they got jacket-ass Nick Young.
Huh?
They got jacket-ass Nick Young. Nick Young gonna keep them in the game, man. Nick Young be pulling.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
And listen to this. Last but not least, Swervin' Irvin. That's what I call him. Swervin' Irvin. What is he gonna do in the land of the heartless?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I think he's going to do his thing.
Man, keep it real. D-Maz, you know what's going to happen. He's going to play
What's going to happen, T?
He's going to play the first 32 games and get hurt and miss like 40. And then come back. What about 3 weeks to play. Y'all know what's about to happen. That boy's a bag of balls, man. That, you what about Bynum? Bynum gonna play for y'all this season?
Hey, he didn't. Hey, on paper we look good. I told you Friday is all about if they stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? We got a nice little bench. We got a nice little role players, but I mean. My man can't say he gonna win MVP knowing that he injury prone. So, you know, hopefully he done, you know, took his vitamins and, you know, did his little push-ups and all that stuff, and he gonna be injury free this year. Let me eat one more. And hopefully he gonna stay injury free. But that's what it's all about with us. If we can stay injury free, we have a chance. But my man say he getting MVP, so him saying he get MVP, that means he going to be playing all season. I'm rolling with him. We need him to be
man.
Healthy.
Well, as
you
usual. Well.
You gave him that name, L Boogie. That's what you call him, L
yeah,
Boogie.
Yeah, man, that's Swervin Irvin, man. He be swerving out there, man.
Okay.
He be swerving out there.
Y'all do y'all thing, man. I'm chiming in. I'll hit y'all up, you know, Friday. Hey, I want to send a shout-out to y'all boys, man, the sports officials, man. Those dudes hot, man. I checked them out Sunday, and, you know, they doing their thing too, man. So I want to send a shout-out to y'all guys. I love y'all, and I'm listening. The show is hot, baby.
Oh, no doubt. We appreciate that. Yo, Ro, who we got, man, shaking, man? Anybody else want to get in here right quick before we move on to this showdown in Florida?
Oh, yeah, man, you know what it is, man. You know, the asylum stay hot, man. The bars are shaking, man. It's going crazy down here, man. You know, we got the – you got to bring in controversy, man, because we just – you know, you always picking these crazy predictions on Friday, and then somehow, some way, over the weekend, it come through. You know, but he lost out on one. He talked about Cleveland. They got lucky, but they didn't come through. So, Mr. Controversy, I know you're on the line with the streets. What's up with my big brother?
I'm stressed out, man.
Don't be stressed out. Why are you stressed out, Pippin?
For real, man. Cleveland got to, hey, listen, man. You know, I just sit back and I listen, and it was just a blessing just to listen to what D-Mac just said, man. You know, he was just so on point, you know, just.
Yeah.
I couldn't even disagree with him at any point, you know, but I'm putting it all on best. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to fake it with y'all. Man, the ball is in your hands. I don't care if it's behind you or not. If the ball touch your hands, you have to catch the ball. You know? I'm just saying, man, I'm just stressed out. I'm about to go. I don't know, man. I'm praying for the best. You know, I'm hoping we ain't got to wait till next year. You know?
Right.
I'm just stressed out.
Now, let me ask you this. Even though in the loss, Jason Campbell, you guys are kind of worried about Jason Campbell.
I always say he's supposed to be the number one quarterback. I didn't worry about anything. I knew he was going to come and show up. Like, you know, I'm gonna say something that what people gotta understand. As you being a quarterback, you gotta know how to maneuver. You got to. You have to, man. It's an instinct. You gotta be able to move. You gotta have great feet work. And he have all right foot. You know, he got an arm.
Right.
He didn't make no bad decisions yesterday. He didn't throw no picks. You know.
Right.
He looked very, very mediocre. Like, he looked in, like, actually, like, he looked all
right.
Right. So, you know.
I feel you on that. I see you upset about the Browns like D-Mac, man, so we're going to switch teams on you. Now, I know you saw the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions game. You said Megatron was going to show up big. But what's up with Dez Bryant throwing them tantrums on the sideline at Tony Romo and Jason Witten?
It looked like he was about to get his ass kicked. For real. It's like when that big-ass white boy was, like, stopped talking to him, he was putting, you know, it looked like he went to his, Like, he had, like, a lot of bitchness in him. Like, yeah, all right, whatever. Man, yeah, we don't do all that. You better take off on him. You got the streets watching. No, it's a competitive, like, let's be honest, though. It's a competitive sport.
Streets.
He tried to back up his word, but you got to understand, like, just like y'all said, man, the biggest mistake Detroit done, I mean, that is done this weekend, was sit up here and gave Calvin Johnson single coverage. But no, listen. So if they not doubling Dez Bryant, on paper, is equally to Calvin Johnson as of yesterday. Like, come on, man. Like, you got to get feed that man the ball. He's a winner.
Right.
You got to, you know. But, you know, I want a soft dollar in that game. I told you it was going to be a banger all the way to the end. You know, but
all
you know.
Way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, man, yesterday, listen. I love this year. Like, right now, NFL be exciting. It's another trash cans and nothing but garbageness out there. A lot of hey, old Boogie.
I'm listening.
A lot of defenses looking suspect. Like, you know, it's a lot of controversy on this field. It's hot right now. Right now, anybody can be traded. I don't care who you are. So, you know.
Yes, you can. You can be whacked. Everything must go.
Whew. Hey.
Is Josh Gordon getting shipped up out of Cleveland?
Man, listen. If Josh Gordon leave, I'm telling you right now, I'm taking my Cleveland Brown jersey and I'm wiping my ass with it. Y'all heard it first live off the wire. If Josh Gordon get traded within the next 24 hours, I am taking all my Cleveland Browns jerseys and I'm wiping my ass with it.
Ah. Streets, we need to Instagram that.
I'm going to put that on Instagram as soon as I get off work, man. I'm taking my Cleveland Browns jersey. Because, listen, man, we got to build. If everybody keeps screaming next year, we got to build on something for next year. We just can't keep.
Exactly. Training. Absolutely. You got to build on something to go in the next year. You can't keep blowing it up every year. You blow it up every 2 years. You got to build on something.
Exactly.
Stay the course.
Exactly. And, Eric, but you know, just like I know, going into that draft, we talking about college prospects. We're not talking about NFL prospects. We're not. Josh Gordon is a proven force in this NFL league. It's a grown man. It's a grown man
exactly.
Sport. We're not talking about going into no draft and getting no kids. We're talking about somebody's already in these trenches and they coming out the streets official. You know?
I agree.
So I'm tired of everybody keep talking about these draft picks. Fuck a draft pick. Let's go get T.O.
Exactly.
Let's go get Chad. Let's go get some controversy, baby.
Boy. If they got Chad and T.O. in the same building, oh, my goodness. The club scene will be frenzy. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, listen, I promise y'all, you know, Friday I was on Asylum. I was real hot. Man, guess who I had a conversation with right after? The boy Hines Ward coming inside the restaurant. I asked him, I said, man, Hines Ward, man, I just heard the radio this morning that the Pittsburgh Steelers contacted you and they talking about you coming out of retirement. He said he would never step on an NFL football field. What he's seeing right now for the city of Pittsburgh and how pitiful they look is a disrespect and a spit in his face to the sport and the fans of Pittsburgh. Man, it was a lot of heated words. I wish I could have interviewed him, man. I'm telling you, that was hot. I wish I could have interviewed that because he feeling some type of way about them Steelers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was music to my ears. That was music to my ears.
Oh.
In the streets.
Man, but you know.
Hines Ward told you that?
Hines Ward came in techniques on Friday. Well, him and his lady friend, I got the picture on Instagram, him and his lady friend, and they came in, had a nice little dinner, and I asked them a couple questions. I just wanted to know. It was a lot of controversy in the air, you know, so I just had to.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know we got to go to college. Huh?
Yo, big brother.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
My fault.
Okay.
That was me. Listen to this. Oh, before I let you go, I got to ask you something. Let's go to the NCAA. The Battle of Florida right now. You got number 7 Miami going and number 3 Florida State. Who you got? Talk to me.
I'm telling you right now, man, I got Miami.
Here we go.
I got them Hurricanes, baby. I got them Hurricanes flooding them Seminoles. I got them Hurricanes. I know you're a Florida State fan. Oh, that's cool. What I'm telling you is I'm liking Miami. And listen, man, and I'd like to sit up here and personally thank Missouri for fucking up my money this weekend, too.
What?
Yes, man. And everything, man. I felt highly disrespected.
I told you.
They fucked my money up, man. For real.
On that note, one more question before we let you go. NBA, Mr. Controversy, do you think that Miami's going to repeat?
Man, I'm
a San Antonio.
I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan and Cleveland Cavaliers fans. I don't give a, you know, I respect Dwayne Wade, you know, but you know, man, this is all I'm going to say, man. Just like D-Mac said, on paper, man, they are forced to be reckoned with. I don't care if we like them, if you respect them. I don't care if you like LeBron, if you feel he's the best player in the league. Man, they got back-to-back, and they've been into the finals back-to-back-to-back 3 times. So you can't sit up here and deny their presence. And I'm going to say this. The acquisitions of Michael Beasley, look, before the season end, I'm about to run something down to y'all. Before the season end, you're going to have Bosch at center, LeBron at PF, you're going to have Beasley at small forward, you're going to have Wade at guard, and you're going to have Chalmers pushing point. Watch
well, we know that.
Watch. Because Michael Beasley, he had some of his best years in Miami. But I'm thinking, I'm liking San Antonio. I'm liking Cleveland Cavaliers. So if you ask me to pick my teams coming out the West and the East, I like San Antonio coming out the West. And to be honest with y'all, I like Indiana.
You better not fix your lips to say that.
I like Indiana coming out the East.
Okay. All right, that's better. I thought you was about to say swerving. What you call it, swerving Irvin L. Boogie?
Swerving Irvin.
Oh, L. Boogie, man, listen. Before I go, man, listen, you gave me a pick this week, and I took your advice, and it went down, man. I just want to let you know that, and I ain't mad at you. But it went down, and the streets is talking. I like when it feels some type of way.
my Duke V-Tech upset special.
Man, listen, L. Boog. Hey, look. When you made that pick, right, I didn't say anything because they sit up here saying is fools do not make it to COH. I'm going to say that one more time. Fools do not make it to see gray hair. Man, when you sit up there and gave that Duke pick, I bet $100 on this dude at work, man. Good looking, man.
No doubt.
Already.
I, L. Boog, I owe you 50, baby.
No doubt.
It's only right.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, we got to put that in the commissary, no doubt. Man, we appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, you know, it's nothing but love, man. It's nothing but love,
no
man.
Doubt.
You know what I'm going to do? I'ma hit these streets up, and I'ma tell them log on, so they can tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell their girlfriends, to tell their girlfriends. Peace off.
No doubt, man. Mr. Controversy, the chef, always cooking up something. When we come back, we in the halfway point of the show. We're going to do the NBA preview 2013-2014 and then get back into the asylum. Man, Jewel's the G, T-Row, I'm your host, L Boogie. The streets is talking, sports talk show, 9 to 11, Mondays and Fridays. And like my man the chef said, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Let's go.
Over the world. Come on, baby girl, let's make this money. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stuntin'. She got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment. I only kiss her when she on it. White Ferrari and she got me doing donuts.
Be like, why? My stroke game be on point, yeah. Started losing her mind, her composure most of her voice. And she say she hate the word moist, but she can't escape from that vibe. You can play fight with that cat. Me a killer pussy 9 times, I slow it down, let me slow it down. Ever since I hit that, look at that shit, I got you poking now. Numbers we ain't throwing now, not me no way no how. Cause you know them screenshot bros always gonna run they mouth. Okay, I'm far too drunk, I'm not driving. You know old bars on fire. Little green and white in my pocket. So the song is now back of Myra. Caught up in the wrong timing. Yeah, Jacob made my medallion. Just post up, but don't coach much. But I love stadium talent.
In the face picture, all the right colors. I let you count my money. Don't think that you own me. Keep my bag of money. You're my bag of honey. I be in your trap, trap. Why you yelling, fuck me? I be on some other shit. Maybach go up in his bed.
Tell you about the mother niggas. They be lying about they figures. I'm about it, I pull the trigger.
Y'all be so lame. We killing the game. I dance in the bank. We so mafioso. You ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never, no, 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 no.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
My bitch amazed. Showstopper. Work at the titty club. Put pussy pop. Top drop, white on white, see 45. I burned her up from 5 o'clock until 6:45. Mr. 60 Minutes, Mr. Chanel and Fendi. I hit her in the Porsche and burned her up in new Infinity. Plus a denture roller, JFK, she Mrs. Kennedy. Rose gold, hills of hers, diamonds and furs. Woman, none swag, one-on-one bag. Look like a duffel bag of money, she be young bag. And I'm the young swag. Young thug, nigga, drug dealer, MMG affiliated, plug, nigga. That 50K on that vacate, 20 bands on that Birkin bag, 1200 on that dinner day, we eat off the floor. French for flout, put you on that next level shit, world is foul.
Got my side cap, top back, shorty, you can come outside, we can ride, driving 88, you know how we drive. Just want somebody that's consistent and that will provide. I'm just trying to live in your division when your legs divide. Take you high. You say your man don't appreciate you. He should learn to be more grateful for somebody that's been faithful. And daddy try and play you. You know trying Stevie J you. I just want to make you rain like we in the month of April. When we hella young, let's have some fun and never be on dummy. Got a good sense of humor, but you can't be acting funny. And you will get A for dinner, but I'm hungry for some money. Every time I go and get it, then I let you count it for me. Yeah.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey.
fast, so you know I got a son. I blow it fast, so you know I got a son. Hold up.
I'm looking like a money, money, money bag. That's why these niggas want me bad. Cause I'm so fucking special. Diamonds and precious metals. Giuseppe Stilettos. I'm the queen of the ghetto. Trina, I stay winning. I keep these niggas spinning. I'm looking for a boss. Let me be your lieutenant. Let me be your masseuse. Fire head in the coupe. Menage in the suite. Well, you know I'm the truth. Looking like a bag of hundreds. You know your mama run it. I keep that money coming. He bring that money home. He let me count it for him. Now I'm married to the mob and I'm riding for him.
My bitch mad cause I rather get that money. I give her this dick, she say that dick better than money. I say can I get some head, she say let me get my scrunchie. Serve her like a country, got that dope dick, she a junkie. She say don't you this your pussy. I say tell me anything, then I suck her nipple ring. Eat that pussy, Listerine. She coming, I make sure my bitch bad, she'll take yours. And she do tricks on that dick like a skateboard.
Maybach riders, gold chain buyers, gold wing Celine's, your bitch say I'm the flyer. 75,000 go y'all, spent that in about an hour. And my bitch like Balmain, ball hard till I get the callus. Shout out, I ain't got no stylist. Shout out to you niggas, keep trying. Bag of money, I eat the money like I eat the pussy. King gold chains, they follow me. Presidential car, presidential suite, seat bad and all. Model tight, but I like me, your big booty. One time for them 9 to 5s, one time for them stripper dimes, one time for them college girls, one time for those can't decide. I love them all, I take them all, she doing bad, I break her off. I'm T-Broad, don't need y'all, everything I do so well done.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
Push the drop, let her ride shoddy. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of Molly. It's crib, make a porno. My dimes flash like photo. 500 on my auto, and I bought it out for Carno. Shorty know exactly who the realest is. Murdered that, leave no witnesses. Started from the streets, turned to business deals. Dirty bag of money, stack it to where that ceiling is. Got shorty gravitating to that money. Shorty dancing to them hundreds. Gary paying on it, silence. Bitch, I'm ballin' all green. Tryna buy a ball team. No, I shoot it, raw stain. Now we going all in. Mark
rolling up from Keller, riding through my city. Pumping bag of money, got a bag of money with me. She can see that, she know that. She was down with a nigga before rap. If I had a strap, she would hold that. She don't even smoke, but she a roll that, For me, she drinking Henny, she don't like it though. She fuck for real niggas, cause that's all she know. Make her pop that pussy hoe, make her bring that money back. You niggas couldn't fuck my bitch if you gave her a 100 stack. She all about a purse, not a bag though, she work. When I'm in the pussy, I surf. If she bless a nigga like church, yeah, I'm on this bag of money remix. I be all up in her Vickies, but you cannot keep a secret.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. She got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's the streets is talking. Like I keep saying, we the UGK of this sports talk world. My cellmates, Jewels and GP Row. I'm L Boogie. Get at me on the Twitter. Tweet me at LBoogie15 or on the Instagram at LBoogie15. It don't stop. Man, it's hot. We talked about the World Series, the controversy in Game 3 and 4. How my man who got picked off, we had to go send him a bib because he was crying like a baby after the game.
What a sucker. It's the wall.
There's Brian. We had to ship him a bib, too, because he was crying on the sideline. Sorry.
Want to be better than Megatron.
I want to be like Megatron. Not Mike, but I want to be like Megatron. Wow.
big showdown in Florida, the Hurricanes intruding Tallahassee against my Florida State Seminoles. Jameis Winston and the crew. A showdown Saturday night, prime time. You're looking live. I love when Brent say that. I love when Brent Musburger say that. You know it's a big game with Brent. If him or Keith Jackson is saying the game, but you know he started off by saying, you're looking live. Man, that's cool.
An original.
And now we're going to do a preview of the NBA season that kicks off tomorrow. Wow. NBA, you got Derrick Rose back. Now you got my man Westbrook on the shelf for a couple more weeks. He just had surgery. You got Dwight Howard over in Houston with James Hardy Harden and a little Linsanity. You got Kobe on the shelf maybe till Christmas. It's a lot of storylines. Doc Rivers over in the other L.A. team with the Clippers. You got two Hall of Famers who switched over to the Nets. It's do or die, all in. They just threw all their chips in like a poker game. The Nets, they all in. They went and got the truth. And Mr. Double-double himself, two Hall of Famers to go along with Joe Johnson and Darren Williams, I'm sorry. And a new coach, Jason Kidd. And LeBron and the gang looking to three-peat. They've been to three straight NBA Finals looking for their fourth and winning their third in a row. Can anybody stop them? Indiana, just read up Paul George. It's going to be very interesting. Watch out. Bro, let me ask you this before we get into individual accolades. What teams do you think that did not make the playoffs that are looking to make the playoffs this year?
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I don't really see too many teams. I mean, outside, my Mavericks might have a chance to make the playoffs this year. Mark Cuban pulled a Jerry Jones stunt, tried to put all his money into one guy, you know what I mean, and that cost us our team. And now with our team going from total depletion to finally getting, you know, some pieces of the puzzle back, it looks like we're going to be one of those teams who didn't make the playoffs last year after making it 11, 12 straight years in a row. It looks like we're going to have that opportunity to at least fight for the 7th, 8th spot. You know, the West gets tough after the All-Star break. And especially with, you know, some of the guys who are injured coming back and being, you know, healthy and playing a big part to their team, a.k.a. Kobe and a.k.a., you know, Russell Westbrook. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, there are a lot of different players in different places right now. And if there was, you know, if there was a team, I would say – Dallas has an opportunity. Utah is dealing with a couple of injuries right now before season has even started. They got rid of one of their best players in Al Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? Going over to the Bobcats. And so, you know, we'll see what happens there. But, as far as the East goes, the East is just, I mean, it's already tight. You know, those eight teams that are there, you know, they're gonna stay there. It's not going to be, you know, those teams that are ninth and below that have an opportunity to change things. I think that, you know, the regular eight teams that were there last year are going to be there again. It's just going to be a tougher fight in the East with the Brooklyn Nets, Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers. You know, it's going to be a tough run for Miami this year, but, you know, I don't see anybody that was out in the East making the playoffs this year. I think the same top eight are going to make it. And then the West, I mean, you have Dallas. They might make a run for it. You know, it is what it is. That's all I can say for right now. You know, give me about 2 weeks, and then I'll be able to really give you a more definite answer about, you know, who I might think could make it later. But, you know, anything can happen. You know, even the New Orleans Pelicans have a shot at making the playoffs. They got a pretty good team, that's played for about a year, 2 years together now. And so you never know what could happen there. Charlotte, you know, still got a couple of pieces. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, yeah, there are a couple of teams out there that could make it. We'll be surprised because, you know, year after year, you have those teams that just surprise you. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. Who you got?
I got a couple teams in the East. Watch out for the Toronto Raptors. Rudy K came over in the trade. They got some chemistry late. Watch out for the Toronto Raptors. And watch out for the Detroit Pistons. They've acquired some guys from free agency, from some trades. They got Josh Smith. They traded for Brandon Jennings. They picked up Chauncey. You know, he's doing the Juwan Howard. He might play about 7-8 games. Who knows? Big up to Chauncey collecting that check. Get money. I know you smell the money. I'm very intrigued about those two teams in the East. Hey, if guys stay healthy, those, you know, I'm just calling the Bag of Bones team, you know, with Andrew Bynum and, you know, Kyrie Swerve and Irvin. You know, you have those guys. If they can stay healthy, maybe they can make the playoffs. You never know. You know, and in the West, you know, usual suspects, like you said, with Dallas maybe sneaking in there. But at the cream of the crop up top, I'm looking for guys like Golden State to contend. Tomorrow we're going to see the Clippers and the Lakers battle, and we're going to see where the Lakers, how the Lakers look against a team like the Clippers, who's trying to, you know, win it. They didn't get Doc Rivers for nothing. So that's what I'm looking at as far as coming out the West. We remember, like we said just now during the break, Oklahoma City usually starts out fast, 10-1, 15-2. But without Westbrook, Russell, without Russell Westbrook, it's going to be tough. They're going to be playing a lot of close, tough games. We're going to see. Chicago Bulls, they open up on the road against the defending champs. They're dropping the banner, and LeBron James said he's eager and ready to start the season. Is he looking to set a tone? Is Derrick Rose looking to set a tone, Ro? Is he trying to plant a rose in Miami tomorrow night? Is he trying to show the world that he's back? What is he? What's going on tomorrow night? Is people trying to set a tone first game of the season? I just want to know your perspective on it.
I'll tell you this. It wouldn't surprise me if the Miami Heat won the first 25 games of the season. Because LeBron really that hard, man. The boys, you know, in 25 games go 23-2, 21-4. I mean, I don't really see them. Nobody really beating those guys. Chicago has great defense. And don't let Miami lose this first game. You'll really see 25 straight. But I just think that the best defensive team to play the Miami Heat is the Chicago Bulls. And then second, right along those lines, would be the Indiana Pacers. But, you know, Tim Thibodeau, that's a bad dude, man. He knows how to coach some defense. He knows how to coach his players to where they know what exactly to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it up to Chicago. I know it's going to be hype for Derrick Rose, but man, with the banner dropping, getting them rings. Yeah, I just don't see it happening tomorrow, man. Maybe when they go to Chicago, they'll have a better opportunity to beat Miami. But no, not tomorrow night, man. Not with the, you know, the ceremony and the fans and the banner dropping. Get that bling. Hell no, man. Miami about to. It's gonna be a good game. You know, D Rose gonna do his. So we'll see.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Will LeBron get another MVP this year?
That's a big 10-4 player.
I don't think so.
You're just being disrespectful. I ain't going to even get hyped because the season ain't even started. Season starts tomorrow. I'm not going to even say nothing about that. But if you don't think LeBron is going to win another MVP, come on, man. You know he's trying to up Mike, man. He just, man, look, he's taking it personal. You don't think LeBron is going to win the MVP again? If he doesn't win it again, they just giving the award away just like they did when they gave it to D-Rose. I'm not taking anything away from D-Rose, but we all know LeBron was supposed to win that MVP that year. You know what I mean? So I ain't tripping, but come on, man. Come on, man.
D-Rose might get the MVP. DeRozan might get the MVP. Rudy Gay might get the MVP. Tony Parker, there's a lot of guys out there. But I don't think they're going to give it to LeBron James again. It's just the NBA. Because remember, if it was up to us, every year Michael Jordan would have got it.
Well, this is a different league now. This is a different league. And, yeah, Derrick Rose, you know, I give you props on that. But we know about the point guard situation. It only take an ankle. You know, Tony Parker was well-deserved of the award last year before he went down the last, you know, right with 2 months ago in the season. He went down and was out for about 4 weeks, you know. But other than that, you know what I mean? I give you props on that. But Durantula, I don't see it. We done saw this before. He can't work without his Batman or his Robin. You know what I mean? He definitely needs Russell Westbrook in order for him to be mentioned in the same breath. Yeah, he can score a lot of points, but he ain't going to get as many wins without Russell. We saw that in the playoffs. So we'll see. And in this preseason, I think they were only, what, 2-5, 3-5 in the preseason this season. So Russell plays a big part. We talked a whole bunch of junk about Russell Westbrook, but without this guy on the floor, yeah, Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant ain't. I mean, he can score 20, but he can't put up his MVP numbers without Russell.
It doesn't look as fluid. It doesn't look easy because Russell takes some pressure off. I agree full-heartedly. You know, a couple things that I look at as we go on to the season is going to be keys is the composure and the wear and tear of Kevin Durant. Will he stay healthy because he's going to be exerting a lot of energy without Westbrook early? Dwight Howard, is he 100% healthy now? Remember, he came off of back surgery and played with the Lakers. So we'll see if he's 100% and how good the Rockets will be to start off. So it's going to be interesting. How will the Lakers hold up and tread water until the great Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, comes back? A lot of intriguing questions going into this NBA season. And remember, they play 82 of them. So, you know, it could go bad the first early part, but then all of a sudden a team can win 8 straight, 9 straight, especially in the East.
So, very interesting. Any rookies that stand out to you early that you might think, you know, rookie of the year as you've been watching this preseason?
Yeah, and I don't want anybody to take this, you know, out of context, but I really want you guys to check this dude out. And you might think I'm tripping, but for what I saw in the preseason, this dude, he ready for the league. What's the guy, Olenek from Gonzaga, the big white boy in the middle? Yeah, that is now with the Boston Celtics, man. This guy, man, watch out for this guy. I'm surprised. Hey, this guy's pretty damn good, El Boogie. I thought they were tripping when they were talking about you going to go number one and all this, and, you know, well, I didn't know. You know, being on the West Coast, we see a lot of games that Gonzaga play, but I ain't see this young player playing like that. You know what I'm saying? I know it's different when you get in the league and everything spreads out and opens up, but, yeah, he impressed me the most over the course of the preseason, only seeing him about four games. But, yeah, he impressed me. And then another guy that impressed me was Ben McLemore, Sacramento's shooting guard. Watch out for this fella. He can score. And I mean, he can score. So, and your boy with the sleep apnea. Hey, he ain't bad, Bennett.
Yeah, Mr. Bennett. Mr. Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, he ain't bad at all. I've been checking him out, too. He did a couple of good things that I saw that might show up productive here in the future. But, you know, I must say, out of those three, Olenek and Ben McLemore just might be fighting for that Rookie of the Year, man. And I'm really upset I didn't get to see McCullough this preseason, the point guard for Portland. I really wanted to get a glimpse at him, but I really didn't get a glimpse. I like Oladipo, the guard for Orlando. I just don't think he's going to have enough to sustain through the 82 games, because, I mean, he falls a lot, you know, but he every time I look on the saw at the two, he getting off the ground. I'm like, damn, dude, he reminds me of Allen Iverson.
Yeah, he's a D-Wade. He just falls. I saw, we were watching, remember one time, we counted how many times he fell. So, yeah, it's going to be very intriguing on how he pulls up, how he plays. He's from Indiana. We will see. And then you also have to take into account when he comes back from injury as well, your boy Trey Burke over in Utah. I want to see what he does, because everybody's been talking about how good he is and how slithery he is and how good he is with pick and roll. Show me. And my man, I hope he comes back healthy, my man, Norlis Noel. I'm waiting on you, baby, with open arms. I hope you're healthy and can show me that you're, you know, that guy that they wanted you to be. Because the streets is talking. And they always talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time, with your boy Jewel to G, T-Row, and I'm your wholesale boogie. We about to go to a commercial break, trying to hit the asylum one more time, and then we going to, you know what I mean, get back into our cell till we talk to you on Friday. Hey, yo, Ro, give me something to make me feel good. The engineer producer of the show, no doubt. Let's go.
Real niggas don't die, multiply like timetables. At the timetables, it turns to the point where I'm able to laugh at all the bad bullshit that happened to me. It was like
like Gold Dog was playing me in that movie. The homie Pac got shot, hella questions and no answers. Shit, I even went to jail when my mama had cancer. Life threw me a curveball, I done been through a lot of shit. Ain't smoked a blunt in 3 months, cause I just took a lung hit from a 9mm while I was sitting in the lack. And then timetables are turning, I'ma get that nigga back. Hella trials and tribulations, life don't last long. Some niggas' lives won't last as long as the song. But for now, I'm in my whip, counting chips with your bitch. Smoke a blunt in a while and I'm about to take my first hit of some sticky ass purple kush laced with hash. Sit back and think a moment and reflect on the past while I'm rolling.
To survive, do or die. Who the fuck would have ever thought that bullet was mine? But it was. Now my blood covers my face and the slug is in the back of my head. And when it came unplugged out, was laid out. Darkest day, no doubt. Saw Satan, but heaven had the rainbows out. Plus I didn't want to die. Has anyone seen God? Cause I could really use him now. Can you help me find the true meaning of what life taught? Chrome 3-5, 7-6 shot, hollow point to slow me down. I'm on some get a nigga back shit. Kill me now. You should have did it back then. Spin then click. This is Russian roulette. Now give a fuck yet. Take a deep breath, nigga. Let's reflect. Show some respect. Are you ready for the mother load? Cause I'm about to let this bitch explode. Let's roll. Niggas try to ball, but they fumble. And mumble some dumb shit like, what the fuck happened? And I told you punks before, you niggas lucky I'm rapping. I've been bruised and scarred, stabbed and shot. Had my AK-47 confiscated by cops. Break myself to make bail. Even my 10-year-old daughter see me going to jail. Oh, some bullshit. My pops died in 97, and I know he up there with Machiavelli and ghetto heaven. Ain't seen my kids since I've been hit with the lead. They've been having nightmares, dreaming they daddy. Shaking, reflecting back on the past while I'm rolling.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your wholesale boogie. Man, what a show tonight. It ain't over. T-Road ULCG, my cellmate. Man, before we end the show, got some alarming news about our boy, man, Chris Breezy, man, Chris Brown, man. And shock somebody, bro. They hit somebody because they didn't put the video camera down. Paparazzi, was it? Or
yeah.
Just somebody regular?
Good old paparazzi, man.
So with him doing that, did that break his probation? Will he have to go to jail, man, and serve him for? How this going to go down, bro?
Yeah, he done messed up now, yo, Boogie. Yeah, you know. At least he didn't go off on a female, you know what I'm saying? Because the last time his little situations dealt with Rihanna and, you know, some other little slim shit, the little hit and run, you know? And now, man, this dude don't know how to control his anger. Where's the team? Where's the Chris Brown team at? Where are the homies that's supposed to keep this guy the wraps, who's supposed to take the fire for us? You know, now he done broke probation. You know how they do when you're on probation, they'll boogie. The probation officers just be don't want to hear it. They just be like, man, look, I told you not to do it, man. I warned you. You knew you only had one more strike. So, yeah, them 4 years on that turn, the fail boys looking right about now. Look like, oh, we're going to have Aaron Hernandez and good up. Hey, good old Chris Brown in the asylum with us, man. We're gonna have to check deep, man. You know what I'm saying? Checking the cell, man. Go in the back with the.
It's gonna be our pen pal. Chris Breezy gonna go up an octave, man. He ain't in the feds, Jordan. He going to state penitentiary, bleed. He gonna do some time. It might not be 4 years, but You're going to do some time. You know, like my man said in Minister Society when he had old Kane in the room, in the interrogation room. You know he's effed up now, right? You know you're messed up now, right? But, you know, he got platinum records
juice?
And money, though.
Isn't that juice? Oh, you know you done fucked up now. That's juice.
Man, it's going down. Chris Breezy might be looking at some time in the joint. He might be coming to the cell and getting in the D block with us. Wow.
He shouldn't
Before
have did it,
come,
man.
He shouldn't have did it.
Where is the Chris Brown team?
Menace to Society.
He wanted a number. He didn't want to keep his government name. He wanted a number.
He wanted a number. He wanted to be a felon. He wanted to be a rapper. He wanted to be a rapper. He wanted to be street so bad. He wanted to be Kale's, man. But he ain't got Kale's money to stay out the joint. It's a dirty game. Man, Thursday, we got an NFL game. Pick 'em. Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati Bengals. Who you got?
Oh. Yeah, I got Cincinnati. I saw yesterday. Look like Cincinnati is getting warmed up. You know, after a short week, you know, you just keep that momentum going. Even though do they have to go on the road?
It's in Miami.
Yeah, warm weather. Yeah. You know, you won yesterday, so coaches ain't gonna really go hard on you. You gotta travel. So, you know, you probably did, you know, a little light workout today, watch some film. Tomorrow you'll probably put on the pads and take off Wednesday, you know, just to be ready for Thursday's game. So, you know, a little light practice, but I think they got enough momentum to keep doing what they're doing. They're 6-2 right now, leading the division, and you know, why not have a short week if you have a long weekend? So, yeah, I don't see them falling off. I think they'll be able to beat Miami. Miami has lost, what, 2 games down to the wire, and it just might happen again on Thursday.
What about in college? You got Washington State and Arizona State. Who you got?
As long as Arizona State don't have to play in the state of California, I think they can win. They just, when they go on the road and go to California, they don't do too good. But I think they can go up to Washington and beat Washington State. Washington State has lost 2-3 games in a row, I believe 2 games in a row. And I think they're, you know, before they got into the Pac-12 schedule, they were doing pretty good. But now it just appears that, you know, their time has really gone down. So, but yeah, I got Arizona State, man. I don't know about Washington State.
There you have it. Man, what a great show tonight, bro. Great show. But listen to this. Let's do one more commercial, hit the asylum,
see if anybody wants to chime in as far as the Chris Breezy. I see some people, you know, trying to get in. So let's hit one more commercial, hit the asylum, and then, you know, we got to get back in before the warden get at us, man.
All right, man, we'll make it a real quick commercial then and get right back to it.
Streets is talking. Sports talk show.
Reloaded.
With a Twisted Hip.
That's right, Twisted.com. Shot the fake short drive. Drew, what up? Ruby Hornet. Who you know doing better than the number one co-signer?
What up, Kendrick? What up, Dre? Your boy, Twist. We can win the city of Shire's cold. Whoa, when the winter cold, feeling every bit of dope, bopping like a gyroscope. So, off balance, it's a challenge to be vertical, murder you, rich or fry your soul. From the killer, feel the spirit of Bernie Mac, attack us with the blood, it's funny how to never try him, though. Diligently, real is the blood of my opponent, if you wanted a product of my environment, though. Cause see, I'm a crook, I'm on the front porch, blowing eons of kush. A G, I'm a G, I'm a tree, genius, and I want the money like Kendrick wants Rihanna's Bush. Nicky 252 cards in the deck, fill it out the way you want it, no guarantees in the Willy City, pity you with fulfilling you hard to respect. Fill it out, cause if you don't, the situation could be pretty icky, middle of the map. My niggas be dying in my city, then when I'm in the rap, poke pimping and I'm feeling like a Mac. Escaping the violence. To go and get a little bit of that good bub when I'm on the west side. I had a little bit of haze when I was a bedside, but just be the best I ever had, and ain't that a laugh. If you say you had a better bag, it ain't never that fine. Cause if it is, give me some of that. We can smoke until we run the whole house down left eye. Can't spend it all, can't smoke it all, can't hit them all, I don't give a fuck, let's try. Going on the remedy, living where the killers up, text on enemies. Chi-town be the shit, but I'm finna take a trip to give me some of that West Coast Trinity.
You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss.
Just talking sports talk show. What a Twisted Hip Hop. Man, big up to Sis, man. She just popped in the studio. Big up to Bluesy. Always keeping us Cali style. No doubt.
Woo!
Man, show was hot. Week 8 in review, preview of the big game in Florida between Florida State, Miami. We still going to continue and go in depth about that game on Friday. NBA starts tomorrow. Who's your favorite? Will LeBron three-peat? Will he get another MVP? What's up with Chris Breezy? Looking at some time.
Want to do some cell time. He want a number, L Boogie. He don't like his government name. What the hell's going on with that?
Man, we just got a female caller to call in. Man, caller. We got blessed by Pook. Pook, how you doing?
Hello. What's up?
What the deal? The world. This is Pook, by the way. Hey, yo, Pooh, I know you be on the entertainment. How do you feel about this Chris Brown allegation?
Here we go again. Here we go again.
What do you think? You think he's going to get put in the spot this time or what?
Yeah, I know Chris Brown ain't going to jail. Yeah, man, if he ain't going to jail for beating up Rihanna, then why would he go to jail for sucker punching somebody in the club?
Oh, sis, he going to jail because he done went all
basic.
Yeah, he done violated. He done went as far as he can go. The hit and run, snapping Rihanna. Hey, yeah, 4 years. He might not get 4 years, but
he ain't going to get no 4 years. He not doing 4 years.
He going to get like 6 months.
He going to do 24 hours. He gonna do 24 hours. He gonna sit in the light hat down in jail.
I don't see him doing no real like hard time in jail. I'll say that. You know how I go. They got too much money. I mean, they may try to make an example out of him. So you never know from that perspective, because he just be doing just dumb stuff. But I don't see him doing no 4 years. I don't see that.
Will he get some Michael Vick time? Like what? 300 days.
See, you can't really compare him to Michael Vick because the white folks was in on the whole Michael Vick thing because of the dogs. You know, this poor pussy.
They're like humans.
They care less about Chris Brown, you know, punching somebody. They just want to make an example out of him. Like, oh, okay, but they don't really care to that extent of like a Michael Vick with the puppy.
Got you.
Right. Yeah, you can't really compare to Michael Vick. But, yeah, I just, you know, I'm just happy since that he didn't punch a female or choke a female out. At least it was a paparazzi. You know what I'm saying? He didn't throw no chair at Good Morning America and try to break the window again. So, you know.
I think, so, you know what, I mean, they went the probation route, you know, but I think he really needs to undergo some real life therapy. Like, you may see him on that celebrity rehab.
Right.
He going down the DMX ride.
He going to be on the celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
he going to jump over the table and knock Dr. Drew glasses off. And then go sing a melody like, I'm sorry, Dr. Drew.
You might see him on Celebrity Rehab, man, because that dude needs help. He is one guy. I mean, I don't even approach celebrities, but he is one guy I do not desire to take any picture with. Him and Kanye West. There is no desire.
Yes,
because you just don't know what's gonna happen, so just stay away.
Easy.
Hey, but Boogie, I know I chimed in a little late, and y'all was talking about the NBA and who you looking out for. I didn't hear you mention your Knicks. Did I miss that?
We're NBG.
Confident.
See, sis, don't take him down that road. Yeah, hey, he can't put those words in his mouth just yet. He better wait till after the All-Star break. He can't put the Knicks in the conversation. At least they're going to be top 8, though. They're going to make it to the playoffs, but nah.
I didn't hear one mention. I'm like, he didn't just lost all confidence.
He know what time it is. He can't put some words in his mouth yet. His team got to show and prove. Because you know what he going to say in about 2 weeks. Carmelo, you owe.
This T-Rose effect that you stay consistent rooting for them bum ass Cowboys, but yet, you know, I feel like you need to like come to reality as well. I mean, that's just my I'm gonna leave it at that.
Just with the owner Jerry Jones, you gotta take it. You got to take what you get, baby girl. I can't argue. That's why I don't even get mad no more. I just be like, man, damn. You know what I mean? We had the game won and lost. Damn. Yeah. So, yeah, I was one of them people yesterday. Go ahead.
I said you stay consistent.
Yeah. Good old Stephen A. told me. From First Take, yeah, they just an accident waiting to happen. So I take his word for it.
Black! Yeah, that's all I got to say about the whole Chris Breezy situation. We'll see how it pans out. It's a few other things going on in the entertainment world, but I guess we can save that till Friday. I don't know. I got about 5 minutes left, so I'll save it.
Oh, no doubt. You know, if the world doesn't know, this is Pook. You know, this is our entertainment expert and her here to be to the street. So she has some for us on Friday. So she just gave us a little synopsis. Pook, as usual, just want to say thank you for tuning in and making sure that you always tell a friend to tell a friend and tell a lot of those girlfriends that you know.
Oh! All right. All right, sis. Much love. So, L Boogie, man, before we get up out of here, man, you know what it is, man. Won't give a shout-out to Jewels to G. I see you pimping on that kite. It will always seem to be a kite. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude right there. And I got a jam for us. This is just for Jewels when we go out, you know what I'm saying? Because Jewels, straight G with it, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, much love to studio guest Bluesy Doozy. As always, you know, to the wifey, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to all the online listeners. Big shout-out to all the callers that checked in with us. You know, there was a lot of people just listening tonight, L Boogie, which is great. You know what I mean? So everybody online, everybody that checked in on the Asylum, you know what I'm saying? Chris Breezy, keep your hands in your pocket, Pippin. You know what I mean? And we're going to get at it. We're going to get at them on Friday, man. I know Friday going to be hot because, man, woo, college football, the new BCS top 10 and top 25, who got in, who dropped out. Yeah, we definitely going to see. And hopefully you can pick another couple of, you know, upsets over the weekend, and we'll see what happens, you know what I mean? But much love to you, baby. You know I got much love for you, bro. And, man, it's time for me to lock up, man. I'm going to get at you on Friday.
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man. Once again, man, big up to all the callers who tuned in and the people that were on their laptops and on their iPad and et cetera, et cetera. You know, we want to just give you a shout out and thank you to keep listening. If you want to go back and listen to yourself, go to blogtalkradio.com and go to the archives. You can tune in, listen to yourself, go back, and then maybe you can have some ammo for Friday. So, you know, big up to our sponsors, which is The Streets Is Talking. You know what I mean? What's up, my man, D-Nice, down in ATL. You know what I mean? So I just want to give a shout-out to everybody, man, who's doing their thing. And I'm about to, you know, get back into my cell and do my homework so I can keep picking up for these guys. Don't forget, Chef, put that 50 in my commissary, baby. Oh! Man, big up to my son, Davell, man, doing his thing down in Benny, man. You know what I'm saying? Big up to all the family. Cookie Mix, I see you. Know what I mean? Big Mix, the real Big Mix. Bro, send us out of here with something, man. Let's go.
North Park, Texas, stand up.
No doubt. That's for Matt Stafford. I already know. Let's do it. The Streets Is Talking. We'll catch you on Friday, 9 p.m. Oh, that's what's going on. Let's go, Ro.
Gangsters and girls make the world rule. No hesitation. I can run a nation from incarceration. 30 years is what I'm facing. But give me 7 C's and 11 G's. I make enough cheese to bring Wall Street to its knees. Nigga, please. I got enough guns to fill the Empire State Building full of ones. Go to school is what you tell us. But niggas in school is scared of the good fellas. We got the yayo, you can just say no. But nobody makes a fucking move until I say so. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. Kids, when you grow up, who the fuck you wanna be? Like me, your black superhero. Got enough zeros to hire Bob Shapiro. Your honor, I'ma have to get rid of ya. Because it ain't no trivia about my flat in West Bolivia. I blew the jury a kiss, they rather dismiss. Then swim with the big fish, you fucking guppies.
Gangsters make the world go round.
Not just sagging, waving my flag.
bagging. Never will I ease up, nigga, so stop basking. See, I was taught as a tiny looking on a set. It's all about the pussy and money, fuck the rest. Nigga, but take it quicker, take a lick when I'm seeking. All the jury and the money, so miss me with that preaching, teaching, fuck all that bullshit. I wanna slang gay like Noriega, sit back, watch my paper, collect like the IRS. As I kick it with 50 bitches all on my dick just like a president. And like the police, I want a gang of killers all on my side. That's down the line, my crooked of the St. Nines with ride on my behalf while I call shots. As if I was Saddam Hussein, jacking motherfuckers for Dana Danes. Hated by many, but I don't care, cause I'd rather be feared than loved with a pocket full of dubs. Cause gangsta, gangsta make the world go round, and if you want a peace, then you best to be down. So quit chastising me, analyzing me, and like the escorts, look over your shoulder, nigga, we plain to see. Crooked ass cowards.
Gangsters make the world go.
World be spinning, niggas been sinning since the beginning. History's a trip, so I peek when I'm reading. Niggas probably grew weed in the garden of feeding before big ballin'. Sex, cars, and loot is like bitches been scandalous, fighting for forbidden fruit. But gangsters don't deal with that shit on the west side, and since they regulating hoes, I rose with the best side. So check it, as my lifetime is ticking, coming up strong, licking and flipping chickens. Need cheese in the mouth of cheese. I gave up sports to slang keys, but blamed it on my knees. Make sure I got what I need to make up your order. Everything from baggage, triple beans to jugs for my water. Like a snitch, like a bitch, a world full of drama. Drug paraphernalia being found by my mama. Drama brings the sad song your mama seen. Just served your ass, you on your way to kill a king, nigga. So now I stand with heat in hand for my whole lifespan, cause evil lurks the land. Plus I got a packet with this gangbang jacket. Gotta hold it, keep it loaded, devoted, since quoted. For sure, one note, got the ups on these prices while my world keep twisting as a West Side gangster. For life, nigga.